Hello and welcome to Business Today's Daily Tech Wrap with me, Danny DeCruz. This is where we tell you what's been buzzing in the world of technology. So let's get started. Emails are where we have our most sensitive and confidential interactions. But what if I tell you that the world's biggest email platform, Gmail, is sharing access to your inbox with third-party software developers? According to a report by Wall Street Journal, hundreds of software developers have access to millions of users' inbox. According to a report by The Verge, Google said that this access is given explicitly with the user's consent. Google themselves promised last year that they will stop reading users' emails, but they failed to do the same with third-party developers. Apple will be launching 3 new iPhones later this year. Out of these 3, 2 will come with an OLED panel, while the third one will be a cheap version with an LCD panel. According to popular analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple will be launching the LCD version of the new iPhone at a price of around $600 to $700. This roughly translates to a range of around ₹41,000 to ₹48,000. Earlier estimates from the same analyst suggested that the price range would be around $700 to $800, but it seems like Apple is cutting costs for this new phone. The company will be skipping features like pressurized 3D touch and will be using a single camera setup on the rear panel, which will substantially reduce the prices of the new iPhone. And what's new apart from the notch is an enhanced battery with Type-C connectivity as well as a dual SIM slot. Facebook's chief privacy officer, Erin Egan, revealed that around 8 lakh users were impacted by a bug that unblocked blocked users. This bug was active from May 29 to June 5th. While the unblocked users could not see direct images and posts shared by the people that blocked them, they could see it on a wider platform, for instance, posts from friends of friends. Though this bug affected a tiny fraction of Facebook's 2.4 billion strong user base, it raises questions over Facebook's overall privacy. A similar incident happened when in the month of May, 14 million Facebook users were affected by another bug. While posting, these 14 million people thought that they were sharing these posts with their friends. Instead, it was being posted publicly. That's it for today, folks. Join us for more tomorrow. And if you like what we do here, please like, comment, and share. And do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And while you're doing that, please click on the small bell icon to get notifications from us. Thank you.